Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Up next, vaginas all over the highway. Yeah, that's a weird sentence I never thought I'd say. Let's talk about it. Steven Seagal is the only motherfucker I know that can kick your ass and be stiff at the same time. Now dogs can drive cars and the color green means the number 3. Like, you done fuck shit up. Look, I've seen Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Okay, those people went back in time 87 times. Like, I'm thinking, you know, fuck it. I'll just get another cat. Just fuck it. Let's go ahead and cock our emotional guns and let's just get some fights started. We're ending relationships right now. If you could go back in time and sleep with the younger version of your spouse, if you did, would that be considered cheating?
No.
Yes.
No.
Hey, brother, are you decent? You're alive on my podcast right now. Are you dressed?
Damn, my meat is out. I'm sorry.
Damn, bro. You should have known, like, telepathically that I was going to call you. You should have been dressed. How would you feel if your spouse banged you 3 years ago and didn't tell you? What up, what up, what up, P-Silly listeners? Welcome to the podcast that takes this silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. It's your audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit, where comedy can meet any random ass topic that we discuss. Shout out to all my listeners, new and loyal. What up, what up? How y'all doing? How your ears doing? Good. All right, let's get to it. So what is going on with me this week? I'm gonna be honest with you, not a lot. And I'm okay with that. Nothing crazy has happened, good or bad. The last couple of months have kind of sucked. So I am very welcoming to nothing happening right now. So this is good. You know, one thing did happen. I did get called out on The Big Show about about having Facebook dating. Apparently, that shouldn't be a thing. And it's a step down from Farmers Only. So, but it's cool. I was shamed into knowing better. So there's a good chance also that I will let The Big Show go wild and help me create a good Hinge profile. Because let me tell you something, this dating app thing is scary. Hell, this dating thing is scary. I'm just like, what? I'm legit at this point. Like, I'm thinking, you know, fuck it. I'll just get another cat. Just fuck it. I don't know. Sometimes it feels like it's too late, or I'm too old, or maybe I don't have enough to offer. Especially these days with all these women being pissed off that their dates took them to the Cheesecake Factory or Starbucks, or I don't know. It just seems like a lot of women these days only wants people who are willing or can foot the bill and maybe even pay for theirs, you know, and I don't know. Social media is definitely got me terrified to even attempt dating anyone at this point. So yeah, I'm thinking about getting another cat instead and just embracing my new life as a cat lady. Meow. You know, Sammy could use a little brother, little sister, even though she's extremely territorial and would hate that. So I don't know. We'll figure this out. So on with the show. I do have a question that I want to ask that's very confusing. I want to know what you guys think, and I want to start fights in your relationships. Find your spouse and ask them the question when we get to it. Also, guys, I've got a woman who may have spent a little too much on a sandwich. Plus, hundreds of vaginas were spread all over the highway. That and more coming up next. So it's time for some random and a side of silly, y'all. Okay, so please subscribe, rate, and review. I need your help for my small podcast to be suggested to others, and that's what that does. If you could go back in time and sleep with the younger version of your spouse, would you? Let's talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Okay, so on The Big Show, Bert asked a very interesting question. Actually, two interesting questions. If you could go back in time and sleep with the younger version of your spouse, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your wife, your husband, whatever, okay? But would you go back in time and sleep with them when they were younger, the younger version of them? And if you did, would that be considered cheating? So I want you to go ahead, ladies, let's go ahead and cock our emotional guns and ask our spouses this question. Let's just get some fights started. We're ending relationships right now. All right, so this is a very interesting question. They both are. And I honestly have no idea what the right answer is or if there even is a right answer. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call a couple of my friends and see what they say, because I'm leaning more toward it's cheating, only because, like, if you go back in time and you see your spouse at a younger age, isn't that technically a different person? Like, that person doesn't even know who you are yet. Okay, so one, you have to figure out how to way to get them to actually want to sleep with you. Like, hey, we're married 12 years from now or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's weird. And also, if you're going back in time, you're still the same age you currently are. So don't go too far back, because then, you know, now you're on the registry. Stop it. But, you know, that's a whole thing. So I don't know. But in the future, like your present time, like currently, your spouse is waiting for you to come back because you went back in time. So they're still living the future, and you could fuck shit up, like, in the past. Like, who knows? You know what I'm saying? But if you're banging your younger boo thang, then your future boo thang is sitting around waiting for you to come back while you're out there changing the future and shit. Now dogs can drive cars and the color green means the number 3. Like, you don't fuck shit up. Look, I've seen Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Okay, those people went back in time 87 times. Okay, look, fam, I'm telling you, the more I think about it, the more it feels like it's cheating, okay? I have no idea how to feel about any of this. Although I will say this, I was so much hotter when I was younger. Oh, and I had no idea. I had no clue. Oh, shit. Hey, girl, are you decent? You're about to be live on my podcast.
No, I'm at work.
Oh, why are you always at work when I'm recording things?
I don't know. Oh, man, I wanted to be on your podcast.
Well, that's a real quick question.
Okay, what's up?
My question is, you probably heard this in The Big Show, but my question is, if you can go back in time and sleep with your younger version of your spouse, is that considered cheating?
No, I don't think so. He's still getting it. What does he care? He doesn't care. As long as he's getting it, he's good. Am I right?
That is an interesting take.
That's all the man is going to think. I'm still getting it. Dude, okay then. Like, yeah. No, it's not cheating.
All right, cool. All right. Hey, I love that. This is going to be for Friday's episode, so you're going to enjoy this.
Yes, please let me know when it airs.
I will. All right, get back to work. Don't get fired.
Okay, nothing.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Well, my homegirl, Chrissy, well, you heard what she said. He's still getting it. Fuck, he care. That's where her mindset is at. All right, let me see if I can call somebody else.
Hello?
Hey, brother. Are you decent? You're alive on my podcast right now. Are you dressed?
My meat is out. I'm sorry.
Damn, bro. You should have known, like, telepathically that I was going to call you. You should have been dressed.
You know, between the hours of 4:30 and 5:30, my whole meat is out.
My bad. I forgot. It's 5:01. My fault.
That's fine.
I just wanted to ask you a very weird question, and I'm calling a few of my buddies to see what they got to say about this. There's two interesting questions. If you can go back in time, okay, and sleep with your current spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever they identify as, would you sleep with them? And if you did, is that considered cheating?
Okay. Now, run this question by me one more time. I want to fully absorb this question.
I got you. And I know exactly.
All right, my meat is out. What's going on right now, okay? Ask me the question again.
And I'm going to put it in a way that you really get it. Pretend that you were on Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., okay? You know how many times the motherfuckers have gone back in time, right?
Season 4, episode 5.
So imagine this. You can go back in time and sleep with your current spouse as their younger version of themselves. Would you sleep with them? And if you did, would that be considered cheating, Agent Coulson?
Okay. Now, see, this is similar to the whole would you sleep with yourself question, and is that considered masturbation? That's like on that level.
Oh, that's a good question.
Which, hypothetically, yes, because I'm a sexy bastard. Yes, I would sleep with me in a second.
I did it this morning.
You know what I'm saying? It was marvelous. You know what I'm saying? I blew my back out. Nevertheless, yes, I would. If I could go back in time and sleep with my spouse at an earlier period in our existence, yes, I would accept that challenge. And the second question, no, it's not cheating. Why? Because regardless of what point in time in history in which you enter said cooch, it's still the same cooch.
But don't forget, and if this was Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., your future spouse, as their older selves, is waiting for you to come back from the past. And you're going to be like, yo, okay, by the way, I banged you 10 years ago.
Okay, see, that just means when I bring up that moment, hey, do you remember that time we smashed around, it was like August 2015? Oh, yeah. You had like a lot of hair all of a sudden. And you look weird. You look a little older. But for some reason, that stuff found it really hot. But yeah, what about it? Nothing. Nothing at all. Just wondering.
All right.
It would basically be that.
All right.
As long as we don't reach any kind of existential quandaries about, you can't have the same dick in the pussy at two different points in time. Mm. That's a paradox. Like, as long as we don't have any paradoxical kind of issues, you know, I don't want a time paradox, trust me. As long as we don't get into that level of quandary, we should be okay.
You know, I remember when they were talking about this in the Big Show. I don't remember who said it, but it sounds like something Abby would have said. She said, well, when you think about it, all of this is just like a... What was the name of that fucking movie? It's like a sexual Inception.
Yeah. I was thinking of Time Cop. For all you viewers out there, Time Cop, the late 80s, early 90s, Jean-Claude Van Damme spectacular. Mm. That involves...
the way that man can do a split. Travel. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very hard to beat. You know, as long as I don't go into Time Cop rules, we should be okay.
I tell you what, Jean-Claude Van Damme and you, the only two men have ever made me want to stretch more in this world is the two of y'all. Because, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, because Steven Seagal is the only motherfucker I know that can kick your ass and be stiff at the same time.
As a rock?
This has, like, he fights you like a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Like, I don't even think he moves his arms. I'm just talking shit.
Yeah. Viewers, go look at a Jean-Claude Van Damme scene. One, hella slow. Two, his hands is at his chest, almost as if he's scared to throw a punch. And yeah, 80% kicks.
Yeah.
Entire fight scene.
Yeah. He'll kick the shit out of you, for real. You got to be careful with them legs.
I mean, kick the shit out of you.
I'm going to ask you this important question, Sasha, for the record. You're on the record here. Welcome to the Professionally Silly podcast. This is probably the most important question that you've ever heard. Actually, it's a two-parter. Are you ready for this question, Sasha?
I am, and I'm
already.
Okay. The question is, Sasha, if you could go back in time and sleep with your current spouse as a younger version of themselves, would you do that? And if you did, would that be considered cheating? Let me just say, this question is, if you're with the person that you really want to be with, like you're with your person. I just mean like in general. You have the floor.
It's what a hell of a question.
I know, right?
Yes, I would. I would go back and sleep.
So the answer is yes. Now here's the second question. Would that be considered cheating if you're sleeping with the younger version of your current spouse because you went back in time? Is that cheating?
I don't think so. Different time zone, different timeline, different worlds. No, that's not cheating.
Okay. You're the third person I've asked, and each of you has said no, but for very different reasons. I say it's cheating. Let me tell you why. The reason I say that is that if we're like, for instance, on the show Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they go back in time all the fucking time. And any movie we see when you go back in time, if you do anything at all, you can change the course of the future. But when they go back in time, the people who are waiting for them to return from the past, they're still there waiting. So you're going to come back in time and be like, hey, baby, I banged you 5 years ago. Just want you to know. Like, you know, like, come on. Like, how would you feel if your spouse banged you 3 years ago and didn't tell you?
I mean, a win is a win. I'm going to bang you anyway. So who cares if it was in 1952?
Yo, how old is your fucking spouse? She said 1952.
Your mom's back in the day, whoever you were before then. Yeah.
Oh my God. I love the fact that all three of you, I asked my buddy Chrissy, I asked my bestie Wesley, and then I asked my homegirl Sasha, and all of you said it wasn't cheating, but for different ass reasons. This is gonna this is gonna be a great episode. Well, I'll tell you what, my friends had some very interesting choices there. I love it. So I guess in closing, is it cheating if you go back in time and you sleep with a younger version of your spouse? Is that cheating? Some say no, some say yes. Apparently I'm the only one that says yes thus far. So let me know in the Professionally Silly Podcast Facebook group what you think about that. This will be interesting right here. Up next, vaginas all over the highway. Yeah, that's a weird sentence I never thought I'd say. Let's talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, you guys know I love a good teaser, and that's what I just fed you. Okay, so let's go ahead and start talking about these vaginas. Okay, so apparently hundreds of white plaster casts of vaginas en route to an art gallery did not quite make the trip, but instead they ended up all over a highway in Russia after an accident. So Just a trail of broken vaginas all over the place, leading a vagina trail towards a truck. Imagine that. Here's the thing. I can really see, if I close my eyes, I can see the driver running around the highway, freaking out, trying his best to pick up as many vaginas as he can. Just trying to clean his load off the streets. I'm sorry. Oh God, I am the worst. That was not funny. I actually wrote that. That's in the script. Leave me alone. I'm funny. Moving on. According to nypost.com, New York Post, and I quote here, vaginal art was pioneered by British sculptor Jamie McCartney, who shot to fame for his 26-foot wall installation, The Great Wall of Vagina, comprised of plaster casts taken from over 400 women's genitals. Wow, the Great Wall of Vagina. It's hard not to laugh at that. Also, the 400 women who sat there and was like, yeah, plaster my cooch. Were they paid? were they just told, you're going to be a part of art history? Was that enough? What? How do we know that this great wall of vagina isn't sitting in this man's, like, man cave and he's just sharing his load? I don't know. Like, it's just weird. Or maybe Jamie's a woman. I don't fucking know. I didn't look into it that hard. But let's pretend that Jamie's a man, okay? That way my joke lands. Shut up. So, listen, we all just learned something pretty cool today. Leave me alone. I taught you something, okay? Nothing like vagina trivia. Free punani plasters for everyone. You get a vagina plaster. You get a vagina plaster. You get a vagina plaster. Yo, that is one gift that I don't want Oprah to give me. Okay. Yo, next up, this woman spent $7,000 on a sandwich. Let's talk about that. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Oh, so many vaginal jokes just like coming down on me. Okay, that was the last one. All right, let's just move on to the sandwich thing. Okay. Oh, God. Okay. So, you know how, like, you love Subway, you know, the sandwich spot. You love Subway so much that you're willing to give them all the money that you have in your bank account? No? Yeah, no, me neither. But I know a woman who was charged $7,000 for a Subway sandwich. Yeah, those sandwiches are barely worth $5, but at the same time, I am still pissed that $5 footlongs aren't a thing anymore. I don't even eat Subway anymore. I'm all about Jersey Mike's. That's my shit. That's my go-to. Stop playing. Mike's way, okay? That's how I like it. But no, you know what I'm saying? But when I was in college, I was all about them $5 footlongs. Like, give me my cheap-ass sandwich and leave me alone. Like, stop it. Oh, my God. Okay, so this audio that I'm about to play is coming from at GA Followers Official on Instagram. So let's just go ahead and let's play this.
This is what she ordered, the number 4. It's an Italian, and with her coupon, it's the same price every time, $7.54. But that credit card charge, it was more than $7,000.
I could have gone to Italy and gotten a sandwich.
And had money to spare for the price Vera Connor paid for her Italian sub at this College Park Subway.
This was $7,112.98.
More than $7,000 for a sandwich.
I know exactly what it normally costs. It's $7.54.
But take a look at the receipt.
I was like, oh my God, how did this happen?
Look at that number on the tip line, $7,105.44. Those are numbers from her phone number.
I was like, oh my God, this is my phone number. I must have been keying it in the pad and the screen's changed.
She thought it would be a simple fix, but the store manager refused to discuss it with her, and her credit card company sent this letter denying her claim.
I've worked in retail before. I know how we tally up at the end of the night. It's a lot of money.
Nobody from the local Subway so far or Subway corporate. We reached out to them. Nobody has gotten back to us. I did talk to the credit card company, Bank of America. A representative there says they have now reached out themselves to Subway corporate, trying to encourage Subway to make this right.
I'm going to be real with y'all right now. The fact that this is a Subway doing this makes a lot of sense. There are many places people go to get sandwiches that taste way better than Subway, and it still costs pretty much about the same. Okay, their business, their sandwiches, they're trash. Let's be honest. Second, the fact that this happened in College Park, I'm not surprised at all. College Park, it can be very hood. They gonna hold on to that money as long as they can because they just met their quota for the year. Like with that sale, you know what I'm saying? They just made their quota. They just got their tip. This is their time. This is their Powerball. You know what I'm saying? And I really do hope that that Subway decides to realize, yo, don't do this shit. So I wanted to share this story. Okay, if you're upset about this and you want to help this lady out, I don't know how to do that. But now you know what's going on. So you know, just get on Twitter. Or X, whatever the fuck it's called these days, and at Subway and be like, yo, get a lady back her money. You know, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm using my small platform to help that black woman. You know what I'm saying? It's $7,000 for a Subway sandwich. Get the fuck out. No, seven. The amount that she had with the coupon was too much for that shit. Some of it ain't even real meat. What are you doing? What? Subway, if you're listening to this, come on, man. Come on. This lady don't got no $7,000 to waste on y'all asses for one fucking sandwich. You know damn well this was a mistake. Do better. Y'all just tripping. You know what I'm saying? Y'all lucky Blimpies ain't around to kick y'all ass right now. Don't make me get firehouse on y'all bitches real quick. Okay? The money they get goes to help the firefighters, bitch. The fuck? I'm just mad now. I'm just saying things. Quiznos. Now I'm just naming sandwich places. Lenny's Sub Shop. I don't know if that's franchised nationwide, but they had those when I was growing up in Georgia. American Deli. They have sandwiches. I don't know if they're any good. I never had them. I usually get wings. Lemon pepper. 10-piece. Extra crispy. I like flats. Okay, bye. Yeah, that's my city. That's mine. I'm a stick by them. Okay, Georgia. All right. Yo, next up, throw something at Ari Lennox if you want to and see what the fuck happens, okay? It's the Professionally Silly Podcast, okay? All right. That was aggressive, but I just want you to know who you're listening to. All right, I'm going to say something that I shouldn't have to say, but that is going to be said, okay? Stop throwing shit at artists while they're on stage performing for you. Stop doing that. This is something that you spend money on. You spent your time on. An artist that has practiced their craft their whole life. They've chased their dreams and they've caught them. An artist you supported. Why the fuck would you throw something at them while they are performing? I do not understand that. You want to get their attention? Yo, scream. Get a poster board and write something crazy. You don't got to throw anything. Like, what are you doing? Now, I've talked about this many times before on this show, and it's annoying as fuck that I still have to. But here we go. Ari Lennox responded when it happened to her. And boy, she when I tell you she was mad. Yo, take a listen. Take a listen. Yo, that was Ari with the pressure. You know what I'm saying? She was gonna give you some pressure on your dome, bitch. Stop throwing things. Like, she was not playing. Let me tell you, and also, I'm not mad at it. I ain't mad at it at all. Like, I don't blame her one damn bit. Not at all. Cause that's some fuck shit that you're doing right there. And it's dangerous. Like, you know, one day someone is gonna hit one of those artists in the head and cause some real damage, and then shit's gonna get real. And they're gonna feel all bad and sad and shit. I don't understand why the media is bothering me just because I put an artist in a coma. Leave me alone. I lost my job. My wife left me. Yeah, because you're an idiot. Making apology videos and shit. You're not going in a hide. You're gonna have to. Stop it. Let me tell you something. If you have ever thrown anything at an artist that didn't ask you to, fuck you. Stop pissing people off. And go find someone to play catch with. Jesus. Let me tell you something. Ari? Yo, she definitely ready to throw some hands. Catch that. Yo, you feel the pressure? Oh, my God. Yo, it's the Professionally Silly Podcast. If there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's don't spend $7,000 on a Subway sandwich. Like, I feel like I shouldn't have to say that, but, you know, professionally silly life rules. It's out there now. Shout out to my listeners. I love you guys, new and loyal. You guys are fucking titties. But, you know, it's always a good time. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. Subscribe to this podcast and whatever platform that you're using. Also, do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star and/or written review. That would be awesome. That would also be fucking titties. That would be great. It would help my podcast grow. It really would. And if this is your first time listening, come on back and join in on the shitty and binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet. And, you know, again, if I've said this before and I'll say it again, if you're listening to my first episodes, like between 2018 and 2019, my bad, we was learning, but you can go over there and listen and grow with me. That's all good. Also, share this podcast with a friend, because there's no reason to hog all the silly to yourself. I want to thank you guys so much for checking out my podcast. It means the fucking world to me that you guys gave me a chance. It. Thank you. Oh, was that my stomach? Can you hear that? I'm starving. Starving. It just means a lot to me. So thank you guys for chilling with me and growing with me. I appreciate it. And if you're new, don't forget to check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And of course, check out the Professionally Silly Pod group on my Facebook, all up in there. And you can check out the big show, which is also known as the Burt Show. It's available everywhere that podcasts can be found. Yes. And every now and then I do go on air. Not that often, but often enough. But here's the thing. Even when I'm not there, you know, especially when I'm not there, the show is amazing. So make sure you guys check out the Burt Show podcast. You can email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com or leave me a voicemail or text on my Google Voice number 805-664-1828. And if you would like to be anonymous, just let me know when you contact me. And if you would like me to advertise for your business or content, you can email me there as well, because we can talk about price and what you want and or need. Because here's the thing, I've said it before and I will say it again. I am out here chasing dreams, and I know that you are too. So maybe we can work together and figure this out. All right. Check out the show notes for some more bonus stuff. My link tree is down there. My social medias are included in there. Check that out. My Cameo is on that bad boy at Amber Smiles Jones. My TikTok, Instagram, my YouTube channels, all of that. All right. And if you were interested in, old school snail mail, hit me up. My P.O. Box, Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. You can send me whatever you would like. I will open it in an unboxing video on my YouTube channel. Wow, got a little tongue tied there. Once again, I'm your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Spotify for podcasters, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. Smartphones are probably the sole reason for reducing graffiti in public restrooms. Yeah, these are the important thoughts that cross my mind late at night when I can't sleep. You're welcome. Now you can think about it too. Until next time, pee silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. I'll see you guys next week.